Quentin.
Okay.
From Key Middle School, does an artificial reef have more fish in it than a natural reef does?
You know, that's a very interesting question. And it's a question that is hotly debated in the scientific community. Franklin is filming a big old school of Almaco jacks right now. We look, and very few comparative studies have been done as to the relative density of fish at an artificial versus a natural reef. But I spent a lot of time on both artificial and natural reefs. And I'll tell you, I've never seen the density of fish on a natural reef that I see on these artificial platform reefs. Now, I think we see a greater diversity of fish on natural reefs, but not the sheer numbers and biomass of fish. I mean, look at the image that Franklin has right now. We're about 77 feet deep. And just look at clouds of fish. I mean, it's not just one fish here, two fish there. See the silky shark coming through? It's just a huge school. It's almost like swimming through a cloud of fish. So, yes, the configuration of the reef structure, the location of the reef structure, this all affects the number of fish. But, artificial reefs are productive. Amazingly so.
We can sure see that from here. There's massive fishes. They're beautiful.
Oh, isn't that... Look, can you see the silky shark swimming around?
Oh, yeah. He's mighty fine.
Isn't that a classic-looking fish? Yeah.
How big is he?
He's probably, I'd say 4 feet long.
He looks bigger than that from here.
He looks bigger, but he's really not. You know, yesterday morning, we were out here, and we were in the water. And when we got in the water, we got to this location right here. We literally had dozens and dozens of these silky sharks just swarming all around us. We were laughing and saying, you know, saying it was almost like being attacked by a pack of chihuahuas. But, you know, they weren't attacking. They were just coming up to see if there's a free meal to be had. And they're a curious fish, but it's still interesting. And, you know, sometimes I've seen whale sharks out here, believe it or not. We had a 20-foot whale shark following us around almost all day when they around a platform. And a 20-foot whale shark is a baby. We've also had manta rays, which is a cousin to the shark. And turtles. We see a magnificent diversity of life out here. And this is very tropical. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Beautiful, beautiful blue angels.
Quentin, what are the red and yellow ones? Or are